The public will have a chance to have their say on a proposed 127-unit, six-story seniors housing building proposed at the intersection of Foothills Boulevard and the southern end of Ochakwan Crescent on Monday. City Council will hold a public hearing on the proposed Three Robins project, being developed by Prince George developer Peter Wise. According to a report submitted by the developers to the city in 2021, the Three Robins development would be an independent living facility with a variety of support services to allow seniors to live on their own. The proposed development would include 93 units rented at market rates and 34 units of low-income housing, administered by the Prince George chapter of the Knights of Columbus. The proposed plans call for the project to have a rooftop terrace, dog area, gardens and a mix of underground and above-ground parking, along with communal cooking and living areas and amenities. In a pair of reports to City Council, from September 8, 2021 and August 10, 2022, City Director of Planning and Development Deanna Wozniak recommended that City Council defeat the proposed official community plan, OCP, amendment and rezoning. Administration does not support the proposed bylaw amendments due to the proposed density, height and location being inconsistent with OCP policy, Wozniak wrote. The proposed six-story apartment is not consistent with the size and scale of existing apartment buildings in the surrounding area and reflects a scale of development supported elsewhere such as in the downtown, along Queensway and at the intersection of O'Grady Road and Stringer Crescent. Geotechnical studies and traffic impact study were submitted to the satisfaction of city administration, Wozniak added. The wrong project, in the wrong location, during a public consultation process conducted between November 11 and December 20, 2021, the city received two letters or emails in support of the project, and 25, including a total of 39 signatures, opposed to the project. Many of the letters in opposition appear to be a form letter distributed to area residents, in which residents could put check marks beside their concerns. Many of those who submitted the form letter checked off concerns about negative impacts on property values, noise, traffic, reduced privacy due to the height of the building, impacts on slope stability on Cranbrook Hill and other concerns. Many also checked the box, indicating they support the concept of the proposal, but the location is a poor fit for the neighborhood. This high-rise building will be in an area of single-family residences and will tower over these homes, destroying their privacy and aesthetics. These owners, of which I am one, purchased their properties with the understanding that zoning regulations were in place to protect their dreams and investments from unreasonable developments, Elkhorn Crescent resident Ted Swartz wrote. There are areas in Prince George that are amenable to high-density developments and that will enhance the city, provide affordable housing for the elderly, will reduce overuse of motor vehicles, and will provide seniors with easy access to the services they need. A six-story apartment at 1177 Foothills Boulevard is not one of those areas. I am concerned that there will be an increase in traffic making the noise level increased from already busy Foothills traffic, Nelson Crescent resident Heidi Wiss wrote. If City Council is really serious about encouraging seniors and residents to want to remain in Prince George when retiring or downsizing their homes, a facility such as this could provide some of the necessary services, if built in a location that would work for the residents, Limestone Crescent resident Peary Elliott wrote. This proposed development, on a very busy road, next to an unstable hillside, in an area without convenient access to necessary services required by seniors, and at a development height that does not fit within the existing neighborhood, is the wrong project, in the wrong location. I liked what I heard, two letters in support of the project said it would a welcome addition to the neighborhood. As a senior resident having lived in Foothills Subdivision, more specifically Robson Avenue, for 40-plus years, I see no issue with that development going through. I for one would strongly consider moving into that unit, John Bilbro wrote. Elv sat in on an information session on this project and I liked what I heard. Jason Dalio, an Ochakwan Crescent resident, said he didn't expect any traffic concerns or worries about blocked light or views from the project. As a nearby resident of the proposed development at 1177 Foothills Boulevard, I have no objections to the development, Dalio wrote. While it is a six-story proposed building due to its proximity to Foothills, it will not adjust sunlight to any other residences.